Welcome to the Bad Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Anastasia. And today we have Griselda Martinez, who is specialist Enrique Roman Martinez's sister. She is the middle child of the family, and there's one other sister and your mom, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they have a small family. And where are you from, Griselda?
I'm from Chino, California.
Okay. Would you like to tell us a little bit about your brother and like what kind of person he was?
Yeah. So, my brother was a really, really good kid. He was a very smart and, funny guy. He was very caring. Everybody knew him as the hippie. He was a very spiritual, person. He would come up with his own quotes. He took life pretty easy. You know, he cared about people more than anything. He worked as an HR specialist in the Army, and he was known as the guy who would overwork himself because he didn't want to stop working. He felt like his job was important because his paperwork meant that someone could go on leave on time. And he was the one who pretty much signed those papers, they needed benefits or any of those sorts of things, he would be the one to make sure that it got done. And he loved video games. He was a homebody. He liked to stay home most of the time, except for the occasional hike. If he wasn't home, he wanted to be hiking. He was very non-aggressive. He was not an aggressive person. He was very gentle, very respectful. He never once spoke back to my mom. He never once said anything rude. And anytime we would fight, he never said anything that would ever hurt my feelings. He would disagree with me, but never say anything to hurt anyone's feelings. He had the like funniest laugh, and he was always there to listen more than anything. I would call him with all of my problems, and he would just listen. He was a very good listener, and I didn't need him to give me advice. He would always just tell me that sucks, and that was enough, you know? He didn't like to cause problems. He was very much very generous. He would give his shirt off his back for his friends. He would take the fall sometimes. His reasoning would be like, well, what's the worst that could happen? It's just for a little bit, and then it'll all be okay again. So he would take the fall a lot for his friends. He was very caring. He loved animals. He loved cats. A very sweet kid. He and my mom had this relationship that they loved each other. They just did. Like, he was mama's little boy. My mom prayed for him for so long. She wanted a boy so badly. And I didn't want a little brother. I did not want a little brother when I was younger. When he was born, I changed my mind. I was like, oh, he's adorable.
Aww. Yeah, well, and you're 26 and he's 21, so you basically grew up together. You grew up
pretty much
taking care of him.
Pretty much. My mom, so when the last economy fell, my mom had no job. Her and my dad got divorced. We didn't have a car. She didn't have a job. She had three kids, and so she worked two jobs, and she told me, Griselda, look after your brother while I'm working so hard. So I did, and I made sure that his homework would get done. If he had meetings from the teachers, I would be there, or, you know, try to speak for my mom. And we were always together. It was always me and him. You know, my sister would, you know, she had her own life, and she, you know, did what she wanted, but it was always just me and my brother all the time together.
How old is your other sister?
My oldest sister is 29.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
I just want to say my condolences to you and your family. This is such an awful story that I had to reach out and I had to see if you would share it with us, because we're not talking about this stuff. We're sweeping it under the rug, and what's going on right now could really impact, you know, the future of every soldier in the military and everything that's going on at Fort Hood and Fort Bragg. I mean, it's every single base that needs to be investigated based on just how awful these two are. I mean, and that's not even underreported. The way I found you was social media. I didn't find you on the news. I don't watch the news. I just follow social media and the things that I, you know, support and want to be a part of. So definitely fixing the military corruption is on my list of things to talk about. And I didn't realize that we're in such hot fire right now. And it's like, why is this bill not passed already? Like, how long has it been? Like 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been 3 months. Yeah, I don't know what we're talking about. It shouldn't be about politics. But sadly it is. So maybe exposing this and shedding more light on this to people that are not watching the news, you know, not following what's going on, actually being there for the people that are suffering, maybe not just being selfless and thinking, what if that was my brother? What if that was my sister? I would want the future, like my kids, to join a military that doesn't have sexual assault problems and underreporting of all issues, just to look good, just to look good. And then we wonder why there's so many soldier suicides, why you know, there's so many soldiers just disappearing, or like, you know, they went AWOL. Are they, like, for Vanessa Guillen, they had to hire a private investigator to find her body. The military, I guess whatever they're doing isn't working. So we need civilian oversight. We need a better reporting system. And actually in my state, we're doing, in Jersey City, we're going to make it a safe haven for reporting for sexual assault and any kind of corruption. I think it was mainly because of sexual assault, but we're working on it. I hope it gets passed, because it's like any branch could go, and I just didn't even know we could do such a thing. So there's so many changes happening. If you have any ideas how it could be changed, please let me know, because there's a lot going on, and being held accountable should be the number one priority. Being prosecuted, court-martialed. Let's get into the story about how you found out about your brother, and was there any signs of some kind of bad leadership maybe before he died? And did you have any kind of inkling that something was off?
You know, I look back now, and the subtle signs, I didn't catch them. You know, he enjoyed the military for the most part. Maybe a year and a half ago, he started saying that he hated the Army, you know, but I just thought, oh, he's done. Like, he wants to do something new with his life, you know. I just thought that's all it was. You know, he started saying it a little bit more frequently. And I'm like, well, what's wrong? You don't have friends there? He's like, well, I do. I enjoy some of the people here, but, you know, it's a job at the end of the day. You know, sometimes I love my job, but sometimes I get it. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I hate my job, you know? Mm-hmm. So I guess I never caught on. You know, he never talked really about his job at all or his Army life. His reasoning was like, well, I'm not here to talk about my job. I'm on the phone so that we could talk about us, you know, what's going on in our life. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I never thought anything was wrong. You know, he was always a very private person. When he went on that camping trip and They reported him missing at 7:30 on Saturday. They didn't call us until about 2 o'clock Sunday night, or 2 o'clock Sunday evening, I'm sorry. And, you know, they told us that he went missing. He didn't take his cell phone or his wallet or anything. And, you know, we were panicking. That wasn't something my brother would ever, ever in his whole life do, especially being a 21-year-old. He would never leave his phone. So I was worrying, you know, we were trying to call him. And then I asked, did he leave his glasses? He can't see without his glasses. And they were like, yeah, they're here. They're there. And I asked them, are they broken? No, they're not broken. And I'm like, well, there's something wrong, because if something happened to my brother, they should be broken, or they should be with him. I don't think someone who could barely see would just go AWOL, just leave, try to run away without his glasses, without being able to see. They didn't take it seriously. They told me they had no reason to believe that any foul play was involved, but I know my brother. I know he can't see without his glasses. Why would anyone run away without their glasses? They said that because the people he was with called him suicidal and depressed, they had no reason to believe that my brother didn't try to drown himself in the ocean. They went camping on an island. So that's what they were banking on. So they were banking on him still being lost somewhere on this island. It's a tiny island. It's only 26 miles. It's not a big island. It's mostly marsh. You can't walk through this marsh or else your feet will get cut up unless you have shoes on. There's a small forest on it. So they were thinking he was still going to be somewhere lost on the island, or he drowned himself. And I told him, first of all, my brother doesn't know how to swim. He would never go swimming by himself. He's afraid of the dark. So they said that he walked away at 12:03. There is no way my brother would have gone swimming. He's afraid of he's not a good swimmer, and he's afraid of the dark. And it's an island. It's not like they have street lamps there. It's a very secluded island. You have to get on a ferry to get there. So they didn't take it seriously at first, you know. I thought they were gonna escort the seven people he was with from the island back to the base, but they didn't. So for all I know, if they had any evidence, they could have easily tossed it out, gotten rid of it. It's a 5-hour drive from the island to the base. They had more than enough time. They already had 19 hours before they reported him missing. And on top of that, they had the 5-hour drive from the island back to the base. They weren't accompanied. There was no escorts, nothing. When they first arrived to the base, they interrogated them as a group, and they all had the same exact story, which is very suspicious, because you should be able to tell your own account and it'll be different than everyone else. But they had the same exact story. I mean, they had so much time. I don't blame them. They had so much unsupervised time to come up with what they were going to say.
Okay, so the timeline is, did he tell you about going to this hiking
trip? No, he did not. I talked to him that Wednesday, and he never mentioned the trip. That was a short conversation we had. That Wednesday, we were talking about he was going to be home by September. He was going to end his term in September. He was going to move in with me. I have just recently moved out of my mom's, and he was going to move in with me. We were talking about, you know, his room, and I would buy him an air conditioner. He would have to buy his own bed. And, you know, we're talking about getting him in school, getting him a job, planning his life, you know? And for someone to tell me that he's suicidal, just, it's unbelievable. Like, he wasn't suicidal at all. I know he wouldn't. And he even told me one time, he said, Griselda, we were just on the subject of just life, talking about spiritualism, about Christianity, everything. We were talking about it all. We came up on the subject of suicide. He said, Griselda, I would never kill myself. I'm too much of a coward, and I could never disappoint our mother like that. So I know for a fact my brother didn't try to kill himself. And even more so when his partial remains, just his head, washed up on the next island, with cuts consistent to a hatchet or a shovel. I know my brother didn't do that to himself. And I know that everything they said, they're lying. They didn't know my brother's full name. They didn't know his weight, his height. These people claimed they were his friend. They even told their officers, well, we told him to come with us last minute because he was depressed. Well, I know my brother wasn't depressed, and he had plans with someone else. So he was peer pressured into going to this trip. I know it.
Well, the question is, why not bring your glasses? Why not bring your phone or your wallet? Why would you just... That makes no sense.
They just wanted to make an excuse. And I went to the media right away. It wasn't big, but I went to a news station and I told them, no, my brother is not suicidal. No, he's not. He doesn't have his glasses. The Army didn't care until his head washed up on the next island.
How long did that take?
It took 6 days.
Oh my God.
They dismembered my brother and they threw him in the ocean. That's just what happened. And none of them they're not speaking up. They're saying they're sticking to their story. They're not changing it. They were the last people to be with my brother at 12:03 at night. I don't believe for a second they don't know what happened. I just don't.
Does he usually work nights for any kind of duty?
I don't believe so. I believe they take a watch, but it just depends on when it's your turn. But not very often. He was working from home because of COVID for a really long time, since the pandemic started, you know, and a lot of places shut down.
So he was still in lockdown?
Yes. So none of them should have been on this trip. No one was allowed to leave the base for 50 miles. And if they did, they had to get a pass. I know that the other individuals were planning this trip months ago. And they still went anyways.
Okay, so have you spoken to those individuals?
No, they will not let me. When my mom and I, when we found out that my brother was missing, we flew out as soon as we could. We arrived Wednesday, and we just wanted to talk to them. That's it. That's all we wanted. And I don't think that was a horrible thing for me and my mom to want, especially if they weren't thinking it was foul play, but they would not let us talk to those seven individuals. And we pressed and pressed and they just did not allow us. So we still don't know who they are. We don't have any names. We know there is seven total, six male, one female. We know that in the beginning they lied to us because they didn't want to get the female in trouble. So there alone, I'm like, okay, you guys did something wrong.
No. This is like a repeat. This is like happening everywhere. Why? Oh my God, this is so Dexter. I don't know if you watched that show, but like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Some horrible shit. I'm so sorry for your family.
They just didn't plan on my brother showing up. Like, they were really going to try to get away with it. Like, the only thing they found was what anyone would be able to recognize him as, and that's his head, you know?
I can't believe that they, what were they thinking? I'm sorry, what island is this?
It's called Cape Lookout National Seashore.
Okay, all right. So what happened when you arrived with your mother? Did you guys... What kind of treatment? Like, what was the... Were they pissed that you even traveled?
No, they were... I'm not going to lie to you. They were nice.
Did they show up to your house to tell you that he was dead?
They just gave me a call. They gave my mom and I a call that this had happened. We kept calling all Sunday because they were gonna get there, and we kept calling and calling and calling, and then they ended up not getting there till the next day, Monday. and we wanted answers. So they stayed with the park rangers, and they, everybody, look, you know, there was the Coast Guard, the Marines, the park rangers looking everywhere on the island for him. It's not a big island, I'm telling you. Me and my mom could probably go through that island in like a few hours and be able to just search everywhere. My brother wasn't on the island. He was cut up in the ocean. That's just where he was. And so they searched. They kept the seven individuals, you know, they helped to search. And then ultimately they went back to base on Monday. And Tuesday they had a search team from the Army. It was 30 plus people searching for my brother. And they were done within that same day, because it's not a huge island, like less than a day.
Right, so they probably sent them on a witch hunt and there was nothing there. Okay, yeah. Nothing. Okay, did you go to the island?
I did. I've gone to the island a couple of times, and there's no big trees. There's no big trees. There's no big bushes so that you could hide in, anything like that. There's no dips. There's the forest that is there is so thick, you cannot walk through it. You would have to have like a machete or something to get through it. And even then, it's very hard, you know. My brother had surgery just this year. Mm-hmm. He couldn't run. He couldn't walk very far. The forest is miles from their camping site. I just don't see how someone who was still recovering from surgery could walk that far and get lost in that forest. It's just not possible, you know, and it just wouldn't admit, there's no rhyme or reason behind it.
No, it's all BS, because six people should be able to at least be held accountable. Like, they're not even, I guess it's all classified, right? Is that what they said?
Yeah. They tell me that, you know, they're working on it. They tell me that, you know, they have more people on it. The FBI is involved. And it's just, Vanessa Guillen's case, there was no one. They didn't have suspects, you know. They had one, they didn't even mention one or two, you know. But there's seven people for my brother's case. Seven, you know. And not one of them is speaking up, you know. To me, it just seems like they don't feel like they're in trouble. They don't care. I don't know. To me, it's strange that seven people just aren't speaking up, you know, and they don't want to release the identities to us, you know, and
I just feel like when this type of stuff happens, murder, this should be treated differently than, like, say there's some kind of, you know, situation that's not to this level, and to keep, you know, it's not that serious, but this is really serious. So the fact that they're not doing that, it's very fishy.
And it's just seven people, not all, like
seven,
you said, it's not
against one.
Yeah, you know, my brother couldn't even run away.
No,
he couldn't run for his life, you know. And that's the part that is hard to live with.
No.
And then none of us wanted him to go to the Army, you know? And then now, knowing all of this stuff, all that goes on, I don't think anyone should allow their kids to go to the Army until it's fixed. I'll be honest, I never thought in a million years it would be my brother. He worked in HR. He never got in trouble. We weren't a popular family. We didn't have strings or nothing like that. He was just a typical person. There shouldn't have been a target on him. But here we are. Here I am. Here my family is. Fighting just to get answers, to get names.
No.
And, you know, I want people to know this can happen to anyone. Any one of you guys. I never thought in a million years it would happen to my family, but it did. And it doesn't give you, you know, it doesn't tell you ahead of time. It just happens.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for your brothers. His death was not in vain. Just so you know, America is grieving with you. We're going to push this, because I don't want someone to care once it happens to their family, I want them to care now. Thank you so much for telling us what's going on. I'm sorry. I'm like really, I can't even imagine. I have two little brothers. So actually my little brother was going to join the Coast Guard. So he couldn't for certain reasons, but I never wanted him to. So I'm sorry that your brother was taken from us so soon. He sounded like a really good person. He sounded like he was exactly what an American soldier should be. He's probably knows too much or something. It doesn't make any sense. HR. He probably had a lot of people complaining to him about things that were going on, and maybe he was actually trying to do something. Maybe we should do more investigation.
Yeah, you know, and they tell me that they're investigating to the fullest, but with everything going on, everything that's coming out, I don't know if I can trust them. And I feel like I'm within my right to feel that. Everything I've seen, you know, and nothing guarantees me that they're going to be completely honest with me. You know, I hope that they are. I can only hope, you know, that they're being completely honest. And I feel like, why do I have to feel this anxiety? Why do I have to feel like I have to triple check what they tell me, you know, and reiterate and question, you know? This, I honestly thought that this, that the U.S. Army was very respectful, very honorable, that the commanders, you know, they were just the American example. And just to find out everything that happen, you know, see how they've just everything.
It's disregard your brother's life, like, oh, case closed.
Yeah, and I don't want it. I don't want it to be like that. Like, I refuse to stay quiet. I refuse to just let this go. It's not. No, they can't make me quiet. I need to know why this happened. Who? I need to know the full extent of it all. If he was bullied, I want to know. If every single detail, I want to know why this happened. Why did it have to be my brother? He was going to come home. He would have been home by now. We were going to celebrate his 22nd birthday. You know, we haven't been able to celebrate his birthday in 4 years because he was in the Army.
I'm so sorry. When is his birthday?
September 7th.
My birthday is September 17th.
Oh. Yeah.
And my daughter's is the 6th, so.
Oh.
Virgos.
They're very loving. Yes, perfectionists.
Perfectionists. Oh, my gosh. I try not to call myself that, but, like, boy, that is a flaw of mine.
it is, you know. It was a flaw of his too, because everything he did, he had to be perfect. You know, as a paratrooper, they require you to jump out of a plane every 3 months. He wouldn't do 4 a year. He did 17, 19 a year. He would jump out 17 to 19 times.
Wow. Did he ever serve overseas?
No, he did not. He was never deployed. I think that it was because he was so good at his job that they felt they really needed to keep him there.
Yeah, probably. Awesome. And what was he going to go to school for?
He was very into mental illness. So he had been interested. You know how they're using hallucinogenics to cure depression and anxiety, all that stuff? That's what he wanted to get into. He was very curious about it. He was, he very much believed in mental illness, you know, and how it can affect you and everything. So he wanted to make medicines and, you know, search all that hallucinogenic and how it's, you know, helping people.
Especially soldiers with PTSD.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's huge right now. Wow. So he lost a really good person.
Yeah. You know, he was very generous. 1 year, or his first year from when he went to the military, he got this paycheck. You know, they all get their paycheck and they're so excited. So he goes and he spends like $200 and he's telling me he needs to borrow money to get back to, you know, the base. And I'm like, what did you do with all your money? He's like, oh, I spent my last $200 buying toys for a toy drive. And I'm angry because I'm his big sister that acts like a mom. And I'm like, why on earth would you do that? He's like, well, don't get mad. Remember when we were younger and my mom didn't have enough for Christmas and we wouldn't get anything? He's like, if I can do that, I want to do that. I don't want someone to feel how we felt when we wouldn't get any presents. And I was like, you're right. You're right. That's how mom raised us. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
She did a really good job on both of you. Well, all three of you. I haven't met your other sister, but so how have you been doing with, like, have you been protesting? Have you been still at Fort Bragg, or did you?
Yeah. Well, I came home. We came home. We've been at Fort Bragg one more time for his memorial service. We don't know anyone out there, you know. My mom only speaks Spanish, so, you know, I hear a lot of stories about racism. It's very scary for me. My mom and I, we're not big women. We're very small. You know, and I know I shouldn't be afraid. I know I need to just go out there. So we're going to fly out sometime this coming month to find as much as we can. We have been protesting here in California just because I need the media coverage. I need people to help me demand answers, you know, just like they did Vanessa Guillen. And, you know, once she blew up, I feel like they literally solved her case in 2 weeks. And I really hope I can get the same for my brother, you know? And so I've been trying to be active on social media, you know, and I don't know how much I can thank the people that have helped me just by simply sharing his story alone, you know. And I've been, you know, I've done news interviews, ABC, Fox, KTLA, just, you know, been ABC or CBS. I've been trying to stay active on it. And it's just been very difficult. You know, ever since I started going to the media, you know, Fort Bragg has been reaching out to me, and they do. They have a really good communication with me, line of communication with me and my lawyer. So I'm happy about that. I don't have answers though. You know, that's the only thing I'm not happy about is the fact that I don't have answers. You know, I try to be a law-abiding citizen. I don't get in trouble, you know? I like to work for my economy. Like, we're not a bad family. I don't think we deserve this at all, you know? I would fight for everybody else's rights too. And my brother would have been with me doing the same thing. But he's not anymore. The only thing I can do now is fight for him and other people that could potentially end up like him. You're right. A lot of things have to change in the army. And it all starts with this toxic masculinity of, well, you can't suck it up. You can't tough it out. You're not tough enough. And that mentality has to stop. Yeah. It does, you know?
It's demeaning. It promotes bullying and those people having the kids too. Those kids are raised like like the military, and that's why we have domestic violence.
Like, I mean, yes,
it's so horrible. I mean, it's a cycle, and it just keeps going and going and going and going. And now we have women in the military, and you know, we didn't like that at first, and now we're just getting away with sexual assault and sexual harassment left and right. And then I don't know if you're I actually stumbled upon this because a friend of mine worked for an undercover, basically the FBI of the Air Force Academy. So they were overseeing the Air Force, And they kind of like lured him into working for them, saying like, oh, well, don't you want to make a difference or something like that. And he's a good kid, like always been like an EMT, like all that stuff. So just want to serve his country, 9/11, gung ho. Yeah, well, he discovered too many people. He discovered too many people on the day of graduation. They said, oh, buddy, you're not graduating. Oh, and you owe us $200,000 because that was a free ride. Yeah. All because he worked for them. They set him up. And it, just check out episode 12, because now he's literally fighting for 10 years now to get mental disorders off his medical record that were put on there a year after by some doctor he's never seen. So the amount of corruption that I'm interested in is like probably draining the entire thing. And his biggest point in the interview, I thought, was these people that are retiring from the military, where are they going next? Our police departments. And then we wonder why they're so messed up. Well, we think that just because you were in the military, you're some kind of hero. Right? Oh, you served 20 years. You must be great. Actually, those are the people you should really watch out for. Those are the people that have been looking the wrong direction while something horrible is happening, and not, you know, having those American soldier values, because, like, that's the first thing you learn when you're in the military. Those values, are they bullshit? Is the U.S. Army completely just like, oh yeah, it doesn't happen because I don't know what you're talking about. Like, we're not stupid. We're civilians. We're not dumb though. Like, how the corruption is disgusting. Like, how do you sleep at night?
Yeah, it's not hard to just give a little bit of human decency.
Seriously.
It's not, you know, and it shouldn't be seen as anything less than strong. Because it takes strength to be a decent, kind person, you know?
Effort, right?
Mm-hmm. Effort, that's it, you know? And just because you feel like, okay, you know, the Army has to be strong. The Army can be strong, and it can also be respectable and show people respect.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that have nothing nice to say about the military, and they don't want their kids joining. You know, and I'm sure everybody that joins for those reasons actually does want to make a difference or help their family. My ex-husband joined the military to support us because he always wanted to be a soldier or something, whatever. The point is, like, joining with that, like, yeah, I mean, we play with Army action figures when we're little, and like, we watch so many war movies, and those are our heroes, and like, we look up to these like grandfathers and grandparents. Like, that's a big honor for your mother. Like, that picture is so honorable. Like, Enrique must have, like, he looks so tough too. Like, he's like, he looks so just like presentable and honest. Like, he looks amazing in that picture. It's a great picture.
And it was, you know, at the time when he graduated basic training, I was the only one that was able to go. You know, I dropped him off when he first signed off, and they took him. You know, I flew out to see his basic training in Missouri, or his graduation, I'm sorry.
In Missouri.
And that little boy that I grew up knowing was a very accomplished young man. And I can't tell you how proud I was of him. I was so over the moon. You know, I've always been the sister who's got good grades, was always top of my class. I was always responsible. I just didn't want to go to college. I couldn't go to college, you know. And my brother, you know, was a little bit of a handful in high school, like any, you know, boy going through puberty, not having his father around would be. And I tried my best to guide him because my mom couldn't. And I saw him do his little march, join formation, have a serious face. I have never seen my brother have a serious face growing up. So seeing him just made me so proud. I was so full of pride that my brother grew up. My brother was an honorable soldier of the army, you know? I felt very honored and prideful that he was my brother with everything that he accomplished. I can't, and I wish I could tell him that. I wish that that was the last thing I could have told him, how proud I was of him. Just, we don't have anything, you know? Like, we're a poor immigrant family. We don't have anything. We had him, and we were so proud. Just over the moon proud. I would tell people, my brother's in the army. He works in HR. He does a great job. He's decorated. Like, I was so proud.
You should be.
And then they took him away. His seven friends.
Yes. Definitely not his friends. They couldn't tell how much he weighed. They couldn't. He didn't have his glasses. He didn't have his cell phone. He didn't have his wallet. But somehow these seven friends know nothing but the same story that they tell you. And you're not allowed to know who they are.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to know. And that's the part that's hard.
That doesn't happen in a, you know, civilian world.
It doesn't, you know? It does not. And that's the part that's the most frustrating. Is because they're soldiers, they have rights. Yeah, I understand it's innocent until proven guilty, but they lied. My brother wasn't depressed. You know, I'm sure they lied about other things that I just don't know about. On top of saying that they don't know what happened. His stuff, his belongings were in someone's car. How can you tell me you don't know what happened to him when his glasses, his phone, his wallet is in your car? That just doesn't happen.
This whole hiking trip doesn't really make sense.
No, it was a, yeah, it was a camping trip, and it doesn't make any sense. To me, it doesn't. Especially
someone else.
Yeah, you know, and especially because, you know, only one girl went. You know, to me, that's weird. I would never go on an all boys trip.
Yeah, that's really weird. So much shade. I don't even know, like, how they can just send you on your merry way. I really support what you're doing, and I know it takes courage to speak out, and I wish you so much luck, so much love, and just please pass it on to the rest of your family.
Thank you.
I don't really know. I honestly, I'm just so shocked that we have to even talk about this. I cannot believe that the soldiers that we should have in the military are not there. And it just, what does that leave us with? Who's running our military?
Exactly. You know, they target high schoolers a lot.
Right.
And that's what people need to realize. They're your kids. You see them as your babies. They are babies.
They're taking them from you.
They are. And you know, I feel like the age should change. I don't think 17, 18 year olds should be going. If they can't drink, why the heck are they going to the army? Why are they going to go learn to kill someone? You mean to tell me that you're giving them permission to kill someone before you're giving them permission to drink? It's just, to me, that's crazy. If it were up to me, I would have told my brother to go at 21. If he still wanted to go at 21. You know what a credit card is. You know what a job is. You know what it is to have a boss and be respectful and be on time. You know what it is to be in the adult world and to be a man. You're no longer a kid in high school. You're a man and you've experienced life. Now go join the military. Now it should be, they would get a mature young man. That's what they would get. Right. That they would just train, you know, and they don't do that. They target the 17, 18 year olds. It's not the 50s anymore, you know?
Yeah. This is just, you know, they're targeting people who want to make a difference. And those are the people that are, or they're trying to run away from their home life, and then, oh, this is an easy way out. Or they're trying to support their girlfriend. They just got pregnant and they're going to have a family. And if you get married, you know, you get more money and you get to live off post and you get to do fun things and get more money. And so of course they're like, oh, free money. I just have to show up at 5 a.m, 5 days a week and go through a gas chamber or maybe serve overseas. But like, it seems like nothing when you're 19. I joined at 19 and the recruiter got me. He had me going. I was just like, well, I don't want to go to college yet because I don't know what I want to do. I speak Russian fluently, so I could be an interpreter. And they were like, yeah, we'll help you get your citizenship. We'll help you do this. Because I was 19 and my father got his citizenship when I turned 18. So I couldn't get it.
I get you.
Screwed me there. Thanks, Dad. But that's why I was so excited. I was like, well, I wanted to be a filmmaker. And then I just joined because I want to make my family proud of me because I screwed up a little bit in high school. And not too bad, but like had to take a night class for attendance or something. So it's just, I was not interested in school ever because I just did so well. And I felt like I was surrounded by people who like don't care about anything.
I understand.
At all. So I've just been above that from the beginning. But I definitely know what you mean when you say an immigrant family, because me and my mom and dad came here in 1996. My dad came here in 95. And I know exactly what you're talking about, the immigrant racism. As mm-hmm. Russians, I've dealt with it my entire life. And then, you know, just not having anyone there for support but your family, that's tough. I mean, really tough. And you better have a good relationship with that family because you don't have anyone else. And when you're young, you kind of don't even realize that your family is the number one thing that you should be focused on.
Yeah.
So
it's very true. Yeah. Very, very true.
Your mom did an amazing job raising you. And I think that's why, like, you had such a good effect on your brother, because you basically raised him while she was working. And damn, I'm sure you're a hardworking person also. And like, that's what, those are the values that are kind of missing from the post first generation Americans. Some of them, like, they take everything they got for granted. It's like, you know, and here we are, first generation Americans or second generation, whatever, trying to make our family proud and rich and like everything, American dream. And it's like, go, so much pressure, get off. And
exactly.
Here I am. I have, I'm like 31 years old with 2 kids and a failed marriage. But like, I hope I'm making you proud, Dad.
Yeah.
You know, like life, you know. So your brother's life was way too short. But, you know, I think that, you know, you can't do anything about these things if you don't talk about them or voice your aggression that this is just wrong. And if you don't feel like this is wrong, then you're messed up. And if you don't think this can't happen to you, I mean, how many nieces and nephews and uncles and aunts do you have? Like, somebody's kid is going to go join the military and it could be them. So we just need to keep talking about it. I'm not going to shut up.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
me neither.
Shut up about it. And you do not be silenced. And if you have any more information, I would love to have you back on. Is there anything you want to, when will you be in Fort Bragg?
I'm hoping to go the end of this month, end of October, or beginning of next month. That's what I'm shooting for. We're currently just fundraising at the moment, you know, to pay for expenses. I've had some kind people reach out and offer their homes. It's just something I have to talk to my mom about, to see if she's comfortable.
That's amazing.
You know, but we want to be
there. So I will definitely pass that along.
Thank you.
So the end of this month, and with COVID, people are probably like, the army should honestly just let you come stay in their little hotel while they figure this out, while you just stand out there and protest, and they better pay you for your expenses and eating. I mean, that's the least they could do while they figure this out. And you're mourning. Yeah. You're mourning. And where is your brother buried?
He came back home. So we got him back home. Had a funeral August 22nd. It was hard. Just to know that that huge casket had only one part of him. Yeah. You know? We put him in a mausoleum. It's just weird to go and talk to a wall. I don't think anyone should have to bury their loved one, you know?
So young, so young.
He was way too young.
He didn't even, like, die overseas, you know? Like, he died here on our soil.
By his own comrades. His own.
Battle buddies, the people that they're supposed to look out for you, right?
Yeah. It's a joke, really. And it's a joke how recruiters use that to comfort families, telling them that their kids are going to be safe. I just want everyone to know here, there's no such thing as a battle buddy system. It's just an idea that they use to convince us that it's safe. It's not safe. Not until they actually do it.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like this was some kind of retaliation for something that he might have spoke out about, as you said, that he was very caring. And it, being in HR, I definitely saw a lot of problems. So I can only speculate as to what those problems are, but I can't even imagine. Wow. Okay. Well, I don't even know. I just wanted to share your fundraiser. That was important. If you can tell us where we can donate to your trip and everything, all the expenses for, I guess, the funeral probably cost you a fortune. I don't know if the army even helped out with that, but
They did. They helped out with a portion of it. It's still expensive. Unless you bury in their own cemeteries, you end up paying out of pocket if it's not in their cemetery. They only help you with like a part of it. So it was pretty expensive. I have a GoFundMe page for right now. It's on my link on my brother's Instagram page, the at Justice for Enrique Roman Martinez. So there's a link on there. And it's for lawyer fees, but we also use it for other stuff. The lawyer fees are just anything that's accumulating. He's actually pro bono, so he's not going to charge me until the very end, but it gets accumulated, you know? So I have that one right now.
Attorney.
Yes, yes. I love my attorney. He does a really great job, you know, and I'm happy, you know. Lulek actually was the one who helped me find him.
Who is that?
Lulek is an organization for Latinos, so they were able to help me find him. So his name is Dustin Collier, and he's been great, you know. Really looks out for my family. Can't thank him enough.
That's amazing. Thank you, Dustin. Wow. So, any luck with any congressmen and women, anybody?
Yeah. So, my congresswoman from my district, her name is Norma Torres. She has reached out to my family, told a story in Congress, reached out to the congressman, from Fort Bragg. So she's making moves in Congress to help me and my family out. And also the congressman Gilbert Cisneros from my neighboring district has reached out as well.
That's good.
I mean, yeah. So slowly but surely, you know, it's been about 4 or 5 months, but I feel like I'm getting there. I really hope I can at least get the names by the end of this year. They don't name them suspects, then I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, and with this bill being passed as soon as possible, please, Nancy Pelosi, hurry up. This bill, it can give you the right to sue the military, and that's exactly why they don't want to pass it. They're going to have lawsuits up the wazoo.
If they would have just done the right thing from the very beginning.
How about just not look out for his safety?
Like, yeah.
He was on base, right?
No, he, they left, yeah, to the island.
So they left from the base to the island?
Yeah, okay. It was a 5-hour drive, yeah.
And so who was driving, do you know?
I don't know. It wasn't him.
Know that?
No, I don't even know, you know?
Because how can he drive with no glasses?
Yeah.
I feel like there's something completely, like, so
shady. Oh, no, his glasses, he had his glasses, but they weren't on his body. They were left in the car.
Yeah, that's shady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you get his stuff and all his remains and like not remains? I mean, like his actual physical belongings.
Yeah, I got most of his. There's stuff missing. I mean, of course, right? His journal's missing. He had a journal. He would write all his little quotes. He would make up quotes, and he's missing a couple books that he had. He's missing a jar to a blender, a blanket my mom gave him, just little things, a social security card. And they don't have them. They're looking for them. They swear they didn't see them. And, you know, they were careless. They were careless about taking my brother's being missing. Of course, they were going to be careless with his stuff.
Yeah, this is so shady. It's not even funny. Okay. Well, let's end the episode and definitely keep in touch. And when you're there, like, I would love for you if you could go live when you're there in Fort Bragg.
Mm-hmm.
Just do as much media as you can and speak out. And I encourage you to just... I know it's emotionally draining for you, I'm sure, but just try and look positively at this awful situation, as awful as it is. I can't imagine your pain, and I just want you to know that, like, we're praying for you, America's praying for you, and your family will get justice, because there's people all over the country that care, and we will rally for you, because your brother's name matters. Everything that your brother did was not deserving of this heinous crime. You deserve answers. Justice for Enrique Roman Martinez. Bring this bill passed, like, as soon as possible, so there's no more Griselda's, Vanessa's sisters. I mean, like, oh my gosh, there's just too many people's families affected, and I don't even know them all. I'm just like, what have I stumbled upon? I'm just so sorry. I take this pain like it's my own kids too, because I'm a mom, and I can't even imagine your mother's pain, just losing her baby, her son, and especially after all these accomplishments and just like being a good boy, like a really, and now a grown man, like, I hope that his memory lives on, and he's not, like, his death wasn't in vain, and something changes, because something has to change now.
Yeah, it does. It really, really does.
We can't wait anymore. We can't wait for the election. We can't wait. This is absolutely just a political excuse. This shouldn't matter which politician passes it. It should be a bipartisan thing. It shouldn't even be an issue.
No.
I'm just disgusted with the politics. I just don't understand why. And I don't know if Donald Trump has acknowledged Enrique Martinez is no. Okay. Well, we're gonna get his attention, because maybe he just doesn't know yet, you know, and it's always this media. And he does follow him, so I will tag him. So Donald Trump, please reach out to this family and make sure justice is served. If you are serious about justice reform and draining the swamp, you should start in the military. Drain the military swamp. Get these awful, awful leaders out of those positions. Kick them out. Hold them accountable. Definitely focus on reducing murder, suicide, sexual assault, sexual harassment, because, you know, Joe Biden's got a campaign for that. Did you know Joe Biden and Obama have a campaign called it's on us to reduce sexual assault in the military. And the episode with Eric Thomas, he actually reached out and nobody answered. Like, nobody answered. So,
wow,
it's amazing. We have these campaigns, we talk about doing all this stuff, and we completely ignore when there's an actual issue, because suing the military isn't going to be affordable. Like, everyone's going to sue the military. That's what's going to happen. So yes
exactly.
But if we need to sign it, if we need this, if how many more soldiers are we going to wait to be murdered, killed, discovered, buried in cement? I mean, there's like these awful stories. Honestly, I get sick to my stomach. I have to like take it like, you know, 1 hour by at a time. Like, I can't do more than an hour of like listening to these families crying. And it's just like that pain should never be felt by any mother, sister, brother, anybody. So, and like you said, the military, I don't want my kids joining the military until it's fixed. And we need to start by getting the politics out of it and just passing this bill, because it affects everyone, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or Green Party or whatever, libertarian. Our soldiers are the reason that we have our freedoms, so their lives matter. Enrique Roman Martinez's life mattered. Vanessa Guillen's life mattered. How many people are speaking out that weren't murdered? Rihanna Place, she's speaking out right now about everything that happened to her, and her story is just horrible, horrible. But I'm lucky to be alive. And you know what? Who says that something can't happen to her for speaking out? Like, this, the fact that she's speaking out is, I mean, just super brave, super brave. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. Like, if you're in the military right now and you're like watching this go down, say something. But say something to me, or say something to like other podcasts. Like, there's a podcast called Military Murder. I don't know if you've been on that, but yo,
that's
podcast about this stuff. Come on,
Margot is the one who's on it, right?
I think so. Yeah, she's
actually the reason I got to hear that 911 call. Otherwise, I would have never heard it. I reached out to her.
I have yet to hear it. Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that she had it on there. There's so many podcasts out there.
She had it. It was because of her. I found out that they didn't even know my brother's name. You know, that 911 call, it's on there. I invite everyone to listen to it because it's ridiculous. It's self-incriminating.
How did she get that video? And I mean, sound, recording, where can we get it?
I believe she just called in the station. I don't know. Ask her. She said she called in, the police station, and I guess there's a Freedom of Information Act or something like that. So they had to give it to her.
Okay. So they use that. Okay. And did you, hear it? Yes. Did you get any information out of it? Like, what did you think about that call? Because I heard it was really confusing. Like,
that's where they said that my brother was suicidal, that he wasn't diagnosed, but that he has suicidal thoughts and tendencies.
So they called in 7:30 on a Friday night or Saturday night and reported mm-hmm. him missing and said he was suicidal.
Yeah. Couldn't get his name right. They had to actually it's Enrique Roman. It's Enrique Roman Martinez. Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Wow. Not shady at all, right? Oh my God. All right. I'm so glad I asked you about that, and I will definitely listen to that and try and see what I can come up with, because this is like a mystery now. Like, this is sick. I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, I guess those are it. Those are all my questions. But it was so nice to have you on the show. And
thank you.
I wish you so much love and so many hugs. And I really wish you justice, and for your family to just have peace.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Go.
So, you know, a lot of just the problems is just the blatant disrespect for people. People aren't seen as people. They're seen as toys, you know, the sexual abuse, getting away with murder, getting away with bullying, and they justify it with, you have to be tough. No, you don't have to be tough. You just have to be a decent human. You just gotta respect each other, you know? And that's the problem that goes on.
Yeah, and you were saying that these generals and three-star generals, like, what have they done?
I can only imagine what these five-star generals, these really high-up sergeants, what have they done? How many times have they looked away? How many times have they been the ones committing these same things? And they talk about it, locker room talk with their lower privates, you know, and, you know, this male locker room talk, this toxic masculinity, that it's okay. Yeah. The higher up you get, the more you can get away with it. Or the better you are, the more buddy we are, I'll let you get away with it. I'll look away. They're just as guilty.
And it's sick at the same time. Like, it's very sick and disturbing. And sending your son or daughter to something they might never come back from, not even leaving American soil.
Exactly. You know, the story that stuck to me the most. Yeah, the story that stuck to me the most. I mean, Vanessa Guillen, of course, I'm a female. You know, my mom, growing up, I couldn't stay over anyone's house because she was afraid that I would be molested or raped either by a woman or a man. She did not discriminate, you know. And the case that really, besides my brother, of course, that really just shocked me the most was Elder Fernandez. He was sexually assaulted. He was raped. Yeah. You know, he's a man. He was raped by another man. And it happens. That's the scary part, you know? And
I'm not even familiar with him. That's another person.
Yeah, and that's the scary part. That
awful.
It's awful, you know? And they're saying that they were investigating. So when he was found hung on a tree, they said that it was suicide. He hung himself. That's when they concluded that his assault couldn't be confirmed, even though he went to the hospital and all these other things, you know?
Yeah, because they strapped on a mental health concern.
Exactly. Instead of focusing on the real issue, is this man was raped, you know? And for a woman, it's humiliating. For a man to be raped by another man, we're going into this misogynistic society that we live in. It's even worse, you know? Yeah. And I don't believe he killed himself. Even if he was the one who tied the noose and hung himself, he still didn't kill himself. You know who did? All the commanders that failed him. Every single one of them that could have held the perpetrator accountable, they failed him. They killed him. Yeah. But I feel like somebody honestly hung him. Just knowing everything, you know, seeing everything about the army and just these commanders and higher ups that think they can get away with everything. Just, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, no. And I mean, they're literally trained to kill people.
Yeah.
That's their job. Most of them. I mean, not your brother. Your brother was HR. And I'm sure he like shot his weapon sometimes, not a lot. Like, I don't know. The fact that you said his head rolled up on an island 6 days after another island, not even the island that he was at, 6 days after, had shovel marks or hatchet marks on his face. So did you have to look at that?
We decided not to. My mom really wanted to see. She really wanted to see. I couldn't let her. I didn't let her. I couldn't let my sister either. I didn't let them. They hate me for it, but I couldn't let that be the last image
in their face forever and in their mind forever.
I couldn't. I just couldn't do it, you know? And they blame me for it. My mom, you know, as a mother, she's like, I feel like he's still alive. That can't be him. It's him. I don't think the army would go through all this trouble. They would not want to go through all this trouble for someone that wasn't dead. And I have to remind her all the time, you know, and my great grandma had a son as well. In Mexico, it's a little bit different than here, you know, it's very corrupt. And my uncle was killed in his 30s because he had land that someone wanted. And so they buried him alive and killed him. And my grandma always stayed with the feeling that she's like, I know my son is still alive. I know my son's still alive, because they didn't let him see him. And my mom tells me all the time to just let her see him. And I don't want to. I just can't, you know, and I don't know what's worse, is letting her believe or letting her feel the longing that her son is still alive because she hasn't seen his face, not alive, or letting her live thinking that there's a possibility, or letting her live seeing his head, just his face.
Yeah.
What was his last expression? I don't know. I don't want to know. And I don't want her to know either.
Oh, gosh. Well, people don't just disappear, and people don't just go hiking and go missing. He was murdered, and we will find justice.
So. Yeah, you know. And I hope every family that's like mine. You know, there was another one. Her name is Kamala Kamisha Block?
Kamisha Block. Yes.
Yes. Her story makes me angry. It was, all the signs were there of just abuse. And this guy wasn't even her anything, just her higher up. And he was crazy. And everybody let him. Everybody did. Everybody failed her too. They failed to protect her. And they're failing to bring justice to her and to hold this person accountable. This crazy person is still out there, isn't he? Or I don't remember, but.
I think he is, yeah. Honestly, I'm a little unfamiliar with the case, but I know that her sister is actually speaking out. So I will reach out to her. Maybe she's got something to say, because right now these families have to bond together for the sake of the memory of their soldiers and make a difference in the military. If right now is the time that people are listening, and, you know, if Trump is serious about justice reform and draining the swamp, you know, the corruption is out of control. We have Obama with his It's On Us campaign, and here we are.
So, exactly.
What happened?
One of them. They need to get their priorities straight.
That money, where did it go? Because I'm sure it was a nonprofit or a government-funded thing. I didn't look into it too much, but all I know is it's a failure, so why bother? But, you know, it's on us. Do something. Joe Biden, do something.
Like, literally. Exactly. Our country's in debt trillions of dollars. Where is that money? Why aren't we funding more things for our soldiers, just for help for them? Why is suicide an all-time rise?
Yeah, because they're locked down with their family members. Did you know that? I mean, the domestic violence, actually, I have another episode coming on with an active duty soldier who's going to conceal his identity. He's going to wear a ski mask and distort his voice. So he's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on. He's about to retire, so he doesn't give a shit. So,
Well, he should still be careful.
Right? Well, I know, because what happens to the people that speak up? Suicide, right?
Yeah. Oh,
Mental health.
They went AWOL.
We don't know. We're still looking. We're investigating. It just seems like something to shut you up, though. And you don't look like you're going to take no for an answer.
No. You know, I'm sweet, but I get spicy.
Yes. Latina comes out, right?
Exactly. You know,
that's
I'll
your
be
brother,
sweet.
And you fight for him. If you fight for him forever, I would do the same thing in your shoes.
Forever, I will always for my brother. Yeah, you know, and it just hurts more because when we were younger, me and him always shared a bed. Growing up, you know, we only had in one room. You know, we always shared a bed. We were both. Oh, it was my fault that he's terrified of the dark, because I'm terrified of the dark. Because I love horror movies, and I couldn't sleep without a nightlight. So now he's afraid of the dark, or was afraid of the dark. And one night we're playing video games, you know, when you first remember the little square Game Boys?
Yeah.
When we were younger, we would sneak and play them until like 3 a.m. But I just like to watch him play because I'm a sore loser. So if I didn't win, I didn't want to play anymore. So I would just watch him play, and he turns to me. He's like, and he had to be 6, and I was 11. And he was like, you know, I still remember his little kid's voice. And he looked at me. He's like, Griselda, are you always going to be with me? And I said, of course. I'm your big sister. He's like, and you'll always protect me? And I said, of course. I'm your big sister. What are you talking about? Of course.
You are.
And he said, you promise? And I said, of course. Why wouldn't I promise that? I'm your big sister. You know? That's okay. I remember those words now. And I'm sticking to them. I couldn't protect him because he went on this trip, you know, he was on the other side of the country. But if I can bring him justice, I'll at least be able to do that, you know?
Yeah. And if you didn't do anything, I'm sure you wouldn't be able to sleep.
Yeah.
I would not. Right now. But I pray for your family, and I hope that everybody understands that America's praying with you guys. Everybody's really, I mean, wishing you the best. I haven't heard anything like negative to even suspect about your brother, other than all this foul play. I mean, anybody who knows their relative suspects foul play. Why aren't you speaking up? If this happened to your family, link up with the same people that are, you know, in these movements right now. All yeah. these families that are grieving, grieve together. You're more powerful together. So
yeah, you know, and I just each other. Exactly, you know, I don't go on social. I try with social media. It's just hard because I started working again, but I know that we have to join together. You know, whatever election day, you know, brings for us, it doesn't matter. Whatever politicians there needs to help us. Yeah. Because we, you know, at the end of the day, the army will protect the president, right?
Yeah.
They're going to protect the president at all costs. They're going to need the army. So our families are in the army. Like, they need to take care of us too. We need justice. We need answers. They just need to take care of the army. They're not just toy soldiers. They're real humans with lives, with personalities, with hopes and dreams, you know?
Yeah, I have a side note question. Did you mm-hmm. get any money at all from his death?
Oh, we're still doing that paperwork.
Okay, so there is life insurance, right? I didn't know if suicide was covered. If they're trying to pin suicide so much, it oh, might no, they... be a reason.
No. So they're not trying to pin suicide. They're just it just takes forever for all the forms, you know,
yeah,
and
I know that part.
Yeah. You know, and it's, I'm not interested in the money though. You know,
I don't know. I'm just asking you if they're just trying to just like maybe get away with that somehow. Who knows? I don't know.
You know, all I know that I think the happiest I'll ever be with anything is just to get justice for him.
Justice.
Like, you know, I don't ask for much. I have 2 hands and I can work. Yeah. And I will give myself whatever I can with these 2 hands. But, you know, all I ask for is justice. I just want to know why, who.
And he is not a criminal. Mm-mm. He didn't put a gun to a pregnant woman's belly and rob her with 5 of his friends for drug money. He didn't rape anyone. He didn't batter anybody, domestic violence, none of that. He didn't shoot at any cops. He didn't deal drugs. He was an angel. That's what it sounds like. So I guess maybe they're trying to take out the good people. maybe he wasn't the tough cookie they were looking for. So I just don't even understand why they even targeted him. Like, the guy just wanted a job and benefits and, like, go to school for free, right?
Yeah, at the end of the day, I don't know what happened on the island. It's a bunch of 20-year-olds. They all have to be in their 20s. Wow. There's a bunch of them. And if they went to go have fun, then that's all they should have done is have fun. There should have been no reason why anyone should have come out dead or dismembered from this. There's just no reason.
No, none. It's it sounds like a Dexter episode, and he wasn't even the bad guy. So it just sounds really weird. And they did a horrible job trying to cover it up. I feel like they could have made him disappear, but what happened? Why is if the head was like left intentionally, or I don't even know. Like, who knows? You have no idea what's going on over there. And it's every base. It's got to be every base investigated. I mean, I don't know if there's any kind of gang violence in Fort Bragg, but honestly, nothing really great happens at these military bases. From my experience, those 20-year-old testosterone pumped males are out of control. They feel like a million bucks, like they accomplished basic training and thought that was life, and they just made it and then completely just do whatever the hell they want. I've witnessed bar fights with numerous 21-year-old males in the military. They're not people I want to hang out with. I want to hang out with the older military, like retired, been there, done that, want nothing to do with it, you know. And those are the people that actually served and were good soldiers. They weren't the people that are still in, apparently, are the shitty ones. So I guess we could talk about this all day, because I feel very passionate about it.
You know, and then now, you know, I've talked to soldiers, I've talked to so many veterans, you know, and it's not what it used to be. You know, they're allowing, so they give criminals a choice too. If you committed petty crime and they tell you, do you want to go to the military or do you want to go to jail? What are you going to say?
Yeah.
Which one's going to look better in your record?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
we'll give you free school, and that's what gets people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know what's sad is that I made just as much money as my brother. I made more money than my brother in my minimum wage job. I mean, I make commission because it is a jewelry store, but that's not the Army. How am I making more in a mall jewelry store than my brother is, who's jumping out of planes, who's training to potentially one day fight for our freedom? How am I making more money? That doesn't make sense to me. You know, it just
underpaid,
underappreciated. You know, it's just, it's the no
conditions are trash. I mean, mold, for one, like the military bases, you don't want to live on them.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is there anything else you want to add? Is there any reason, is there any kind of evidence that they've found in their investigation at all?
Nope.
No. Nothing? Could they just call you, see if you, like, are still complaining? Like, what do they call you with and ask, and what's there to update if there's no update?
So my lawyer talks to them and sees if there's any updates and what they're doing to investigate. The FBI has gotten involved, so they update me on what measures they're taking to investigate. You know, it just seems like every single time it's, well, there's nothing new. There's nothing. And I don't know if they just say that because they don't want to compromise the investigation. I don't know. I just know.
It's probably still classified. And I don't know what the law about that is, but you probably can't gain access to that without a subpoena, maybe. I don't know. Have you tried JAG, the military lawyers that they have? JAG, I think. JAG.
You know what? I haven't. So I can look into that. I can let my lawyer look into that and see what, if he can reach out to them or what, you know?
Yeah, they're like there for soldiers, really, on post. And it's just a free service that they are able to use. I don't know if if they can even help you as a civilian. So I don't know, but maybe your lawyer could talk to them. Definitely check it out because definitely hashtag as much as you can and like tag people that you're that you've reached out to. And maybe you could possibly tell me on Instagram, and you could write the people that you've reached out to that have I guess publicly acknowledged your case with your brother and push some kind of legislation or at least acknowledged you. Because
yeah.
If you support the people that are acknowledging this, then maybe they'll feel inclined to do something about it. Because if we don't approach the social media wise better, like I have to get better at it myself. I honestly hate social media, so that's the reason I only have a podcast now, because I don't know how else to put out into the world. And if this is how we're making a change using social media and connecting with complete strangers all over the country, I'm about it. And if we're doing something good, then yeah. But if we're watching cat videos all day, I don't really have time for that. Like I want
yeah.
Your brother, for your family, and just by having the conversation and not being blind to what's going on in the military and just looking the other direction when something is wrong.
Exactly.
Values. I mean, it's basic stuff that they teach. So maybe show some integrity, Fort Bragg. Tell us what's going on. We're not going to stop talking about it. Can't wait to tag you in it. I've been to Fort Bragg before.
Oh, have you?
No.
It's a huge place.
Yeah, but like going on posts, like not that exciting. It was when you like lived on like in the middle of nowhere or like, you know, that's the only way you could go get groceries or something. But at the same time, it's nothing that exciting. It's just military life. Don't miss it. Yeah, no. I can't believe what happened to your brother. I'm just so in awe of the pain that I'm not even feeling. I don't know how you're feeling, but I just hope that you breathe and that you know that America has your back. So
thank you. You know, and I tell people all the time, it's not about politics.
No.
It's about all of us. Because at the end of the day, the president, the vice president, the governor, the congressman, they're our public servants, you know?
Work for us.
We're for us. They work for us. Why are we afraid of them? Why are we afraid to ask?
24 cents out of every American dollar is used to fund the military.
That's a quarter. That's exactly. And you mean to tell me that there's not enough money to support people or in the military who need mental help, that yeah. There's no more hospital. We can't get better housing. We can't get them more pay.
Well, the VA has been better. I don't know if you're aware, but I've had a lot of soldiers tell me that the experience is much nicer. And yeah, like the military's budget is $780 billion. So what's going on? Where's the billions going? Just to make money? Just to fund wars? Like, what the fudge are we doing?
Exactly. No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
That's my money. That's my money. You work for us. Tell us what you're doing about sexual assault, because it's not being reduced. There's more people like hurt, and there's more people that are just suffering, okay, or being punished for speaking out. Whether they were assaulted or they spoke out for someone assaulted, you get labeled and you can't get places. If you're, they call you a shit bag in the military. That's probably the people that are using their voice and trying to, you know, be good soldiers. Yeah. They're teaching stuff in the military, but they're not holding themselves accountable.
Yes. It's a lot of bullying. Like, it needs to stop.
It's bullying. It's abuse. And it's just, yeah, I don't know. Honestly, my little boy, he's 10 and a half. And he said that he wanted to join the military. And I was like, over my dead body. You're not joining the military. We had a great time with your father. And no, thank you. not going to be up all night praying that you don't come home in a body bag. And I'm not going to be checking a website to make sure you're not on it. And I'm not going to be waiting for a knock at my door and dealing with that nonsense. All for what? For some college money? I mean, stop using our young men and women like pawns. It's disgusting. Plus, you know, there's so much peace now in the world. Thank you, Donald Trump. we have no reason to go to war. We're bringing our soldiers home. So we should at least acknowledge the president on that. Instead of losing more soldiers, we push a button and then boom, the guy's gone. So, I mean, we could have done that a long time ago, but we lost, I don't know how many soldiers in that war. I can't keep track of the wars anymore. There's too many funded wars. It's got to stop. We have to have peace. We have to have better soldiers. We have to have accountability. Honestly, if there's any other soldiers that want to reach out, please email me at thebadmompodcast@gmail.com. And please come back on the show. And because I had to start recording again because you were saying so much stuff that resonates with everything. It's just, we could talk all day about this because we have a passion and we care. So if more people care, please share. Please tell your friends to research the statistics of sexual assault. Call your congressman, wherever you are. Make sure you at least know who's running for office and what they plan on doing. And definitely support your military because they're fighting for you, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. And everybody's life matters. There's military underreporting going on, so the statistics we have aren't even accurate as what's not reported. So that's another thing.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm so glad you're doing this because it's too many families, you know, and I felt like one was too many, and to find out there's more. You know what makes me angry is I've heard so many times that they will shut down the whole base to find a missing gun from the weaponry. Why are they not doing the same for a soldier? You know, technically we're weapons also. Why are they not shutting down the base to find out the culprit?
Not worth it. I'm really concerned about these lockdowns with these nut jobs too, with their families. Like, they're not used to being home with their family, and that's why I can't wait for the next interview. And this is just, I'm so excited. I will send it to you because I don't know what this guy's gonna say and if I'm ready for it, but there's a lot of corruption, and this guy doesn't give a shit. He just wants to expose the military and be done with it, but honestly still keep his job, not get retaliated against because they don't like that. Mm-hmm. Nothing's wrong. Live in denial forever. Oh, I wonder why that guy blew his brains out. It's just disgusting. It's just awful. Our soldiers deserve better, and that's why we're going to keep talking about it. Enrique, he deserved better. He should be alive right now, home with you in your house. He shouldn't be in a mausoleum right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my prayers are with you and your mom. Thank you. Your sister. And I just want you to know, reach out anytime. I'm here if you just want to talk, and I'm here to support you. I know it might be a lonely world, but I'm just a text message away, and I support all victims of abuse and their siblings. Whoever wants to talk to me, I'm all ears. I'm all ears. And please share. Please share this video. Please share this podcast. Thank you so much, Griselda, for coming. You are an amazing person. And
thank you.
Just try and get some sleep.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.